Well, a dimension is actually a state of consciousness. And the dimensions are arranged as in 12 planes of existence. Mm-hmm. And these planes, of course, are states of consciousness. But it makes it easier for us to think about them as 12 existences.
I see.
And why we want to study them is that, well, why I wanted to study them was because it helps us to awaken to our spiritual nature.
Is the show for me and you, the one you love to listen to, and ooh, you got your friend, see it through.
Good evening, Worcester. I'm Wendy Love Edge, and this is the Edge Show Live, sponsored by Taproot Treasures, your spiritual shop, and more at 1200 West Boylston Street. The opinions expressed by our guests may not be those of A-Edge Productions. This is Season 7, Episode 14, Let's Elevate Our Consciousness, with special guests Arlene Doreschild, Donald Prang, and guest co-host Christina Mariah Lucia. Welcome back to the show, Christina.
Oh, it's great to be here.
I am so delighted that you came back. It means it was a good experience, right?
It was a great experience. Uplifting.
Yes, I felt the same way.
It increased my vibration.
Yes. And for those of you who haven't listened to that episode, we did an episode a few weeks ago live here at Unity Radio about being an empath, what it's like to be an empath. And I think Christina did a really good job of explaining that and giving us some ideas for kind of protecting our energies. So I didn't know if you had anything you wanted to add to that tonight about vibration or about what we can do as empaths, anything further that you'd like to say. It's a really important topic.
Oh, did I talk about heart math at that time?
Heart math?
Oh, yeah, that's a good technique.
Is it?
Yes.
Heart math.
Yes.
I'm picturing all kinds of things in my head. Oh, I don't know what to say. Well, how many people have broken my heart? Is that heart math? I don't know.
No, it's a matter of focusing on somebody or something that you love. And I invite the audience to try this out. Close your eyes, take a nice deep breath in, and think of someone or something like your pet that you really, really love and appreciate, and how much you really, really love and appreciate, and just feel those love vibes.
Ooh, love vibes.
Love vibes.
I like that.
Vibrating all through your body, uh-huh. that energy, and just fill your heart with that energy. And doesn't it warm your heart to think of somebody or something that you really love?
It definitely does. I could see that really helping, like if you're feeling a little negative or wondering where your life's going, if you just take a few minutes and feel that, it can really shift everything.
It can shift everything, and it shifts the way you're thinking about things,
right?
Or not, it's not thinking. That's a beautiful thing, because you start relaxing and grounding in your body again.
I love that.
Because when you're anxious, you're out of your body, right? You're
That's
out of your body,
true.
You're more
right.
in your mind, you're thinking all the time, you're mm-hmm. worrying. So
yes, for sure.
Yeah.
I also got to thinking about some of the conversations we've had about the different dimensions, which we're going to talk about a little later in the show with Arlene Doreschild. And so I wanted to talk about the experiences that we've had, you know, a little bit. Things we can share. How about that?
Sure.
About sort of elevating and feeling like we're in a different
dimension
and how elevating that was, you know.
Yes.
Do you have a story to share? I know you do.
Oh,
I'm asking.
Which story?
Let's hear it.
I'm in a different dimension when I'm working with clients, mm-hmm. you know. So I have to ground myself when I'm working with clients, because I do go to other dimensions, or I'm a vessel for information to come through from other dimensions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like when spirit comes through, or when your angels come through, if you believe in that, or
right. And people have all different beliefs, and you know, you may think, oh, this is really woo-woo, but we're gonna learn a lot more about it when Arlene comes on.
How about let's look at the frequency of your desire. How about abundance?
Abundance.
Okay, I have two tuning forks here. So the All first right. thing is
Let's do
undoing
it.
Situations that, oh, it's hard. Can you hear it? Oh, I'll do it on the mic. There, then the audience can hear. Can you
yes.
hear it through there? Awesome.
Nice.
Okay.
So tell me.
So what I want you to do when I do this is say abundance.
Abundance.
Abundance. Abundance. Okay. So you're feeling the abundance, right?
Yes.
Okay. So now what I want you to do is we're going to look at the next one, which is connect with the universal law, which is connecting the third eye and moving your statement of abundance out to the universe. Okay, say abundance.
Abundance.
Abundance. Abundance. Good job. One more time.
Abundance. Abundance. Abundance.
Okay, so we're connected to universal law, right? So now we're going to do a quick affirmation.
All right.
Ready? I am worthy and a valuable person.
I am worthy and a valuable person.
I deserve wealth.
I deserve wealth.
Abundance.
Abundance.
And real happiness.
And real happiness. And now it is actually
all my desires are met.
Time for a break.
Perfect.
All my desires are met. And joining me now is my guest. She is a graduate of Bancroft School of Massage Therapy, former owner of Amethyst Point Holistic Center, a former registered nurse and counselor working 10 years in the field of domestic violence. She has a master's degree in rehab counseling from Assumption College, and she has studied spiritual principles with Unity, obtaining her teaching certificate from Unity Worldwide Ministries in 2001. She's a Reiki master and teacher, and today we are talking about the 12 dimensions and how to elevate our consciousness. Welcome, Arlene Dorschild. So nice to see you here on The Edge Show, Arlene.
Well, thank you so much, Wendy, for inviting me tonight. And thank you for that long introduction. That was great.
Well, you have all of these amazing degrees and accomplishments, and I think that's really important because you have sort of this combination of mainstream education and intellectual growth combined with spirituality. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important for people to know that, especially with these topics that some people think are kind of woo-woo, you know. but it kind of, as I was reading your bio, I was thinking of people like, you know, Carl Sagan, who eventually came to the conclusion with all of his education and being a scientist that there had to be a God, right? Mm-hmm. People thought he went crazy. But I think he just found the truth. I don't know. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's certainly true for me. I started out as a nurse when I was 18 going to nursing school. And I nursed after I graduated. I went to a diploma school in those years. And I graduated. And then I did that for about almost 20 years. 20 years seems to be my limit for whatever I do. And around that time, I get itchy, I have to do something else.
Yes.
And after that, I decided that I had been a psychiatric nurse. I decided I wanted to go into counseling. Mm-hmm. And I used my medical background to go into a rehabilitation program. So I had the medical background and then got a degree in counseling. And after that, I did that for almost, 10, 15 years, I did that. And then towards the end of my work at the domestic violence program, I had a massage. Mm. And I had worked so hard in these service occupations, and I had this massage, and I wanted to find out and do that. I knew when I was on the table, I'd never had a massage before, and I said, I'm going to go and do this. And I did.
It was synchronicity for your life.
Oh, yes. You know. So I started out in the body. I went to the mind with counseling. Mm-hmm. And I ended up doing the spiritual work with Amethyst Point Holistic Center. And at the same time, getting my Unity teaching certificate.
Right.
So I feel like I've been through the body, mind, and spirit.
I love that. I love that.
And I figured that out when I was writing out my bio a few years ago.
Well, when I read it, I came to that conclusion.
You felt that. I could see that. Yeah.
And, and I think that's really important, especially with a topic like this. So we're talking about the 12 dimensions. We're going to focus on just a couple of them. But for people who are listening or watching, what exactly is a dimension and why is it important to learn about them and discuss this?
Well, a dimension is actually a state of consciousness. And the dimensions are arranged as in 12 planes of existence. Mm-hmm. And these planes, of course, are states of consciousness. But it makes it easier for us to think about them as 12 existences.
I see.
And why we want to study them is that, well, why I wanted to study them was because it helps us to awaken to our spiritual nature. Because mm-hmm. basically we're kind of sleeping here in third dimension. You know, we come here in third dimension. Mm-hmm. It's very dense. The vibratory rate is very dense in third dimension. Mm-hmm. The pluses of that is that it allows us to kind of take that light being that we really are uh-huh. and kind of form this physical body. So oh, that's how we get our physical bodies.
Okay.
But unfortunately, once we get in them, we kind of think they're real. And then we think everything else is real. This table's real, you know, this microphone's everything.
What
is
we
real.
Can see and touch
is real.
Is real.
Right. Right. And that helps us to have certain experiences and to learn certain things.
Okay.
However, we're still sleeping and we want to wake up.
Right. Well, I understand that. Okay. So frequently I'll say, like, I see people walking around, they're really in their body, right? And they're kind of like the walking dead, I almost say. Like, there's not a lot going on there, right? But I think it can be, is it sort of necessary to feel in our bodies to live on this earth plane? Or what are your thoughts about that?
I think it's very necessary to be grounded. Mm-hmm. So much can be learned, because third dimension is the dimension of polarities, you know, black and white, love and hate. Every time something comes up, something else comes up.
Right.
And so everything is a polarity. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's how you get arguments, you know.
Right.
And have you ever talked to anybody in conversation and every time you brought something up, they brought up the opposite thing?
Oh, yeah.
That's third dimensional thinking.
I call it being a contrarian. But maybe it's just third dimension thinking. Because
it is.
So people mainly are in that third dimension. What is the fourth dimension and how do they move through that to the... what you said in the beginning is that people are really living in all the dimensions.
Yes.
Yep. But they kind of get stuck in the third kind of?
Yes. Yeah. Well, we all move eventually, you know.
Yeah.
But I think you can live in third dimension from a freer point of view if you're aware of all the dimensions, if you're aware of what you could be doing.
Okay.
You know, it's not like any one dimension is any better or not, in my opinion. You know,
okay.
It's just, but you can be more awake.
So it's not like a competition to get to the other dimensions that better. No, it's nothing.
It's not a hierarchy either.
Okay. All right. That's important to know.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can go any place, but you know, in third dimension, that's what we want. We want the steps. We want the next step. We have 1 through 12. That's what we want now, but it's really not like that.
Okay.
You know, you can just kind of go wherever you want. And many people who are, you know, in, a light body, say at dimension 7 or 8 or something, they choose to come back to third dimension to help the souls that are there.
Right.
I mean, any of us may have helped to come back to initiate in the new age, which has been promised by the indigenous people in every country for a long time.
That's very important for us to understand. So I had this experience where I was meditating and the whole room filled up with what looked like white smoke. And I heard, you know, spirit very clearly. I kept opening and closing my eyes because it was so thick. And I feel like in the meditation, I went to another dimension. I don't know what that was exactly, but do you think that's what it was? It was very, it has never happened since in that way, but I was definitely not in my body and was feeling very loved, like incredibly loved. And had some epiphanies, you know.
That sounds like a fifth dimension experience.
Oh, okay.
The fifth dimension is kind of like heaven, not, you know, in a death sense, but kind of like everyone gets along and you have a lot of spiritual experiences and you have a light body as opposed to a physical body. Uh-huh. So it sounds like a fifth dimension to me.
That's intriguing.
What you would discussed. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're coming to the end of our discussion already. And I understand that you teach a course about the dimensions.
I do.
So how can people get in touch with you if they want to learn more and learn about all the dimensions and how that can affect their life?
You can email me at arlenedorschild@yahoo.com.
Wonderful. Very simple and
thanks
easy.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for being here. It's always such a pleasure. I learn something every time I talk to you. And we'll be right back with Donald Prang, our musician this week. Joining me is musician, singer-songwriter Donald Prang. He's played music all his life, moved to Worcester, Mass. About 12 years ago. And stayed because of the music scene. I agree. I love the music scene here. Yeah. And he performs with Grade A Fancy and co-founded the Wormtown
Mugwumps.
Mugwumps. The Wormtown Mugwumps, Worcester's only organic homegrown jug band.
It is.
Welcome to the Ed Show.
Thanks. This is great.
It's so great to have you here.
I've already gotten an education.
Just right?
Hanging out with these ladies. Yeah, this is excellent.
The last time I saw you perform was at another radio station here in the city with before. Nick Noble.
Yep.
And that was a great night. For sure. It's been a while.
Yeah. Luckily, we can all go back now. But yeah, there
was
that long hiatus of not being able to do anything at all. You know?
Right. But, for sure.
I actually spent the lockdown time in front of my computer watching old silent films that were made in Philadelphia and playing the banjo along with them.
How fun is that?
It was fun for the first 6 months.
You know what's funny? My grandmother, Rose, who was Romanian, for some reason loved the banjo and actually played the banjo.
Excellent.
Yeah.
My great-grandmother played it. That's where I picked it up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's where... Yeah, she would play it around the house.
You were like, I want to play that.
Yeah.
Nice. So what are you going to play for us, the first song tonight?
The first one will be one, actually, the jug band does it. But I actually wrote it for Grade A Fancy, but it's a whimsical look at the politics, I guess.
Politics.
Yes, right. But it's called Trickle Down Economy Blues.
You know, the trickle down economy didn't work the first time around with Reagan.
It hasn't worked at all.
And here we are.
Sometimes the song is actually a history lesson to some people that don't know when the whole fiasco started, actually. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's true. It hasn't worked at all. It never does. So like, I used to tell a joke. I would tell a joke about trickle down economics, but I'm pretty sure 99% of the people in the room won't get it. Sorry.
No, that was perfect. All right, so here we go.
Sure. When a nickel was a nickel and a dime would get you two. I'd go out with my baby, we'd go down the avenue. Now my money's all gone, all I got is a song and a bad case of the trickle-down economy blues. Well, yonder comes Yolanda in a dress so fine. I'd like to take Yolanda for a bottle of wine, but my money's all gone and all I got is a song and a bad case of the trickle-down economy blues. Yeah, I don't got insurance, so I can't get sick. And by now I can agree that Reagan was a dick. And the cable company just cut off my TV. After a hard week at work, you know a steak would be great. When I look down, I see beans on my plate. Cause my money is all gone, and all I got is a song and a bad case of the trickle-down economy blues. Well, I took my last sawbuck, I went down to the bar with the tax on whiskey. It did not go far, now my money is all gone. All I got is a song and a bad case of the trickle-down economy blues. Yeah, $5 bill won't buy me supper. All the houses on my street are empty fixer-uppers, but it all looks good when I turn on my TV. And I don't got insurance, so I can't get sick. And by now we can agree that Reagan was a dick, and the cable company pulled the plug on me. Yeah, $5 bill won't buy me supper. All the houses on my street are empty fixer-uppers, but it all looks good when I turn on my TV. And I don't got a show, so I can't get sick. And by now we can agree that Reagan was a dick, and the cable company pulled the plug on me. Yeah, I took my last sawbuck, I went down to that bar with the tax on whiskey. It did not go far, now my money is all gone. All I got is a song and a bad case of the trickle-down economy blues. Yeah, my money's all gone. All I got is a song and a bad case of the trickle-down economy blues. I got a real bad case of the trickle-down economy blues. I got a real bad case of the trickle-down economy blues.
Yeah. I think we can all relate to those lyrics. My gosh.
I know. Isn't that sad?
It is.
Isn't it sad that the whole thing started like 40, almost 50 years ago?
I know.
And it's still, it's been just proven as an economic theory.
I know. And when they started talking about it again with the T-man,
yeah,
I like to say his name.
Yeah. I know.
I was like,
people,
man,
still bought into it.
Yeah. We all know it didn't work the first time around. Here we are. Yeah, you know, how can people find you, your music? I know you're working on a new album, but
the Mugwumps play out and about. There, you can go to their page for the schedule. Grade A Fancy's page plays the songs you can find on Bandcamp. It's a platform.
Yes.
I'm really bad at this. Somebody else does it. So
Grade A Fancy, you can find on Bandcamp.
Yeah, and Grade A Fancy, you can find their Facebook, the Mugwumps. I got to tell you about the Mugwumps thing is, though, the band's name comes from Wormtown, obviously. So Mugwumps is an Algonquin word. It comes from the Algonquin language family, which is what the local indigenous people were part of the Algonquin family. And Mugwumps in the Algonquin translates into someone who rises above the fray.
I love
but
it.
But our band logo a joyous forgetfulness of the troubles of life, which was the very first edition of Mother Jones magazine. That was an invitation to an anarchist holiday party in 1904.
Oh.
And that's our like theme that we go.
That's from. Your theme. So, I love it.
So you can look up the Mugwumps. They're fun.
Wonderful. Well, yeah. We're going to go to a break. You're listening to The Ed Show live.
Thank you again.
Thank you for being here. And I'm sitting at the table now with everyone, Christina Mariah Lucia, Arlene Dorschild, and Donald Prang. And we're going to kind of wrap it up about elevating our consciousness. Do we feel elevated?
The music was certainly elevating.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So the tuning forks, I'm curious, when I first knew you, I don't think you were using tuning forks in your healing
work.
Right,
I wasn't.
Right. But yes. That's vibration and music also.
Yes. And the tuning forks, what tone are that they're working on is Gregorian chants, believe it or not.
Oh.
Ancient chants. Mm-hmm. So when you said that the monks used to put their hand up to their throat and feel the vibration, mm-hmm, going through their vocal cords to understand the notes that they were toning, that
That's why the paintings, you'll see them when the painting, they know how to get around the monastery. So yeah. They don't really need to hold on for guidance. You know?
The music that soothes my soul on a deep level is Gregorian chants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Because that's why the tone of the tuning forks resonates with me so much, because even my own soul, feels the vibration.
I think it's like you were explaining to me over there. Explain the difference. The one, you said the one, and then the others go around it, but in the like Gregorian chants or like tuba throat singers or any, even shape singers from the south, the church where they used to hold up their hand to feel the vibrations. But it goes from the bass, which hits like here, all the way up in each of those.
So people can see.
Right. So the one like sets the platform for what, mm-hmm. lack of a better, you'd have know it better, but that sets it. And then all the other tones that go around, it gets you to lift up, or even like you were saying, even move into another dimension if it's done, you know.
So Arlene, if people want to kind of get started with exploring this, their course is one way to get started, but kind of on their own, how would they start to explore or open up to the idea of other dimensions?
Well, the book that got me going was Barbara Hanclough's Alchemy of the Nine Dimensions. And I think that book came out in 2004. It's still available, and it's a wonderful book. It explains all of the nine dimensions, which are what we can access at this time.
Nine dimensions. Yes. So we can't access the other three?
Not at this time. I mean, I suppose it might be
that
possible.
That makes me want to access the other three.
It makes me wonder how we know the other three.
Know they exist?
Well, most of the information comes from people's knowing inside, because we know everything we want to know, need to know, is already inside us. Mm-hmm. And we just have to access that information. We really don't need books and all that stuff.
See,
right,
so
it's on
my
cellular level.
My mentor, spiritual mentor, told me that the first time I met him. He said, Wendy, all of the wisdom of the universe is available to you. It's all within you, and you can access it. Put the books down.
Yes. Absolutely.
And so I'm not a big reader. Even when I want to learn something, I go within and meditate.
Yep.
And I really took it to heart. Probably, maybe a little too much. I don't know.
The reason I used her book was because her information all came through the Pleiades. Mm-hmm. And she calls those the P's. And she refers to the P's in her book. And that was her vehicle, was them who gave her all that information.
Wonderful.
And so, I mean, that's another way. But that happened because she was an astrologer, is an astrologer, and meditated.
Right.
And all that information came in.
Amazing.
I feel vibration too. The vibration of music, like 528 frequency on YouTube and other other high.
So we've got to wrap it up. It's been a wonderful show. Thank you all for being here. Arlene Doris-Child, Donald Prang, and Christina Maria Lucia. This has been The Edge Show live on Unity Radio.
The Edge Show is sponsored in part by Taproot Treasures, 131 Inclusion Gallery, Irie Bliss Wellness, Lindsay Camp with Synergy One Lending.